I want to talk a bit about the guest of honour speech at Continuum 10 by Amberlyn Quaymolina. She's been wanting to write a novel since she was 6 years old. She's one of the Paliku people of the Pilbara region of WA. Her first novel was The Tribe, Book 1, The Interrogation of a Shala Wolf. It was shortlisted in the science fiction, young adult fiction categories of the 2012 Aurealis Awards. She gave an absolutely brilliant guest of honour speech. As she said, you know, you talk about invasions and, and meeting aliens. And she said, well, you know, we've been doing this for thousands of years. we're very familiar with the idea of colonisation and invasions. And she was very precise in what she had to say because there are cultural rules about what you can talk about. And she feels it's very important that she checks with her family about what she's going to talk about, what she writes about. So it's within her cultural ambit to discuss certain issues. And she made a very, very strong point that the Aboriginal worldview is quite different from the Western mainstream worldview. And that there were a whole range of viewpoints that are different and that they don't view time as a linear system.
This is very true. I have had experience
that
with this.
They recognise that there are more things in the world than what science believes in. That there are connections with the land, with the places that are vitally important. And it was an excellent speech. It wasn't recorded at the convention. It will eventually go up on a website somewhere, and we'll find the link and add it here. And she was very precise in her use of language, and I discovered that she lectures in law in her spare time as her job. So this does explain a great deal. She's also an artist, so she's illustrated picture books, and she also works in cultural heritage. So it's actually the first time there's been an Indigenous Australian guest of honour at an Australian National Science Fiction Convention. And the slideshow she presented along with the guest of honour speech indicates there are a lot of Indigenous Australians writing science fiction or fantasy or something we would recognise as such, as filling in the genre. She was a great guest of honour. She, along with the American writer, was interviewed on The Writer and the Critic. It's Jim C. Hines. He's a fantasy novelist. And his favourite character is his pet fire spider.
His what?
Pet fire spider. It's a spider that lights fires.
Okay.
It's just weird stuff. he has novels that follow a magic-wielding librarian from North Michigan. And they're both very good. The writer and the critic did a live podcast in front of an audience with these two. And that was lots of fun. There were other things going on around the place, various panels. As I mentioned earlier, there was one on podcasts and radio, and there was a room set aside for gamers to play games, and I got inveigled one evening into a game of, well, you may know a game called Cards Against Humanity. Well, there's one that's Cards Against Fandom.
Right.
It's like Blankety Blanks. You pick up a card and it's got a concept or an idea or a person or something, and you have to pick the one that matches the black card. It says, this caused something to happen, and then you fill in the blank, and the one who gets the funniest answer wins the card, and you accumulate the card. Now, the fun bit of this was that, as one of the older fans there, the group of young fans were playing, there were lots of concepts they didn't know about, like smoothing, so I had to explain it to them, and at one point they asked, what's tuckerization? So I leant over and gestured to Eric Lindsay to come and say, Eric, explain tuckerization, because he's been tuckerized in several books, so you tell him all about tuckerization, which is where you're written into a book as a character. And sometimes murdered in a gruesome way. It was lots of fun. It was a great convention. Various people did ask when the next NatCon's going to happen in Adelaide, and I sort of forestalled and said, well, you know, not up to me to say. A matter of funding and a few other things, rhubarb, rhubarb. But, yeah, it was lots of fun.
We're not yet insane enough to give another shot.